Braun Media Corp's financial problems are no joke. The Vancouver film studio, which financed the film Joker, is tens of millions of dollars in debt to three different creditors. It was ordered last October to repay $11 million United States dollars to Access Road Capital, LLC. The debt on that order continues to grow at $200,000 a month, according to a recent BC appeals court decision. In March, a BC Supreme Court judge granted Access Road's application to appoint a receiver over Braun if the studio didn't pay its debts in full by May 1. According to the appeals court decision, Braun had only paid $151,000. However, another creditor, Creative Wealth Media Lending LP 2016, has stepped in to block the receivership. The appeals court decision noted the outcome of the dispute will affect Braun's ability to continue as a going concern. If a stay of the receivership is granted, the amounts payable under the consent judgment will grow, but Braun will have a further opportunity to meet its financial obligations to all stakeholders, including its secured creditors, wrote Justice Leonard Marchand. If a stay is not granted, the receiver is likely to liquidate Braun's assets in the hopes of satisfying amounts owing to all of Braun's creditors, secured and unsecured. Braun's finances were the subject of rumors last summer, as IndieWire reported the studio, launched in 2010 by husband and wife Aaron and Brenda Gilbert, could be going down a similar path to big spenders in the industry like Broad Green and Annapurna. Specifically, the outlet reported Braun was looking to restructure and focus on its digital division, which works in digital animation. Creative Wealth and Comerica Bank hold $30 million United States dollars and $9.4 million United States dollars respectively in secured debt against Braun, according to the appeals court, which granted an application by Creative Wealth for leave to appeal the receivership order. Marchand said Creative Wealth has an arguable case that the judge erred in principle. In particular, the legal precedent used to justify the receivership order was not made in favor of an unsecured creditor over the objection of two secured creditors. Access Road opposed the leave to appeal because the outcome will be the same in any event. But Marchand disagreed with Access Road's argument, noting the creditor hasn't used reasonably available legal avenues to act on the October judgment, and because Creative Wealth and Comerica have more at stake, have priority over Braun's assets and have reason to believe that Braun can right its financial ship if given sufficient time. Marchand added there is no evidence that Braun has sufficient assets to satisfy its secured creditors, never mind its unsecured creditors. Given Braun's inability to satisfy the consent judgment, if Braun is liquidated, CW faces a material prospect of non-recovery, Marchand wrote.